I'm Mindy Norton, speaking of pets. St. Francis of Assisi was an Italian friar who founded the Franciscan order in the Catholic Church in the 13th century. He believed God was mirrored in nature and thought of all living creatures as his brothers and sisters. It is said that he tamed a particularly ferocious wolf, making a pact between the animal and the townspeople to keep the wolf fed and the people safe. It's reported that he even preached a sermon to a flock of birds who did not fly away but stayed close by as if listening to his every word. I can appreciate the fondness St. Francis had for his animal friends. Whether dog or cat, or even horse or bird or fish, the companionship of God's creatures is a blessing that I enjoy. And I know I'm not alone. October 4th is the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi. He is known as the patron saint of animals and birds. In recent years, he has become the patron saint of the environment as well. Statues of St. Francis of Assisi are often found in gardens, especially where there are birds. In honor of St. Francis's love for animals, many churches invite pet owners to bring their best friends to a ceremony called the Blessing of the Animals, usually held during the first week of October. You might think that an occasion honoring a canonized saint would be unique to a specific faith, but in fact, many non-denominational services and even secular events are held. Most of these services or events are really a celebration of the bond that develops between people and their pets. All kinds of pets. Folks bring dogs and cats, sure, but also bunnies, birds, hamsters, goats, snakes. Sometimes an owner will show up with a sick animal, hoping for a miracle. They all have one thing in common, their love for their animal friends. Check to see if a church or organization in your community will be blessing animals this weekend. It's an occasion to give thanks for the creatures that share our lives and a great way to celebrate those special relationships that bless both humans and animals when you're speaking of pets.